Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Elfrida Love Show. StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight that you decided to join the ElfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, we started a little bit early because the timing on this radio station on our bulletin is a little bit off, and we're early than expected, but God is always good. Amen. I want to share something with you. I want to first of all thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my co-hosts, and all of you for tuning in to the ElfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. On tonight, we're going to go over our needs and wants. So while I describe this particular revelation that the Lord gave, you can get some paper out and a pencil, and I'm going to take you through the steps. But of course, first we're going to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, that is Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Lord. And we understand and recognize that you are God, and besides you, there is none other. We ask that you bless those who are going in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in. Would you crown them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in bereavement, those who have lost someone or something, Heavenly Father? We ask, Heavenly Father, would you dispatch your angels and fill those voids within their hearts, their minds, and their souls? We thank you, Heavenly Father, for giving us traveling grace. We thank you for blessing us to make it to our destinations. And we thank you thus far, Heavenly Father, for just being the God in our lives. And we know that besides you, there is none other. Lord, as we prepare, Heavenly Father, to minister and to work it out amongst the people, we ask, would you bless each person who is on the line, bless their families, bless their endeavors, bless them, Heavenly Father, everything that they touch, bless it to be successful. Lord, we pray for each student all over this land and country who's taking these state tests, Lord. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you perform miracles, Heavenly Father, the miracles that you know how, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance, Heavenly Father, for all of the great news. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for your blessings, your mercy, your grace, and your favor. We thank you in advance, Heavenly Father, for blessing us to be able to do your holy and righteous will and to build and edify the kingdom, Lord. We ask that you bless our hands to begin to continue to work and perform the good works, Heavenly Father, that you would have us to perform. And now, Lord, as we prepare to transition into this greatness of understanding your power and getting our needs and our wants met, Heavenly Father, we ask, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for giving us somewhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. And one thing that I want to tell you, as I was preparing to come online, God gave me the song, and I'm not going to sing the song, but I want you to get this spirit. This is the spirit that I want at FreedomLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com to get. I want you to tell God to sign me up on the Christian Jubilee. Write my name on the roll. Amen. I've been changed ever since the Lord has lifted me. Amen. And so I want you to tell the Lord to sign me up. Now, I'm going to tell you this. When you tell the Lord to sign me up, that means that any work that God has in the kingdom that is under your particular talent, that means that you're going to be used by God. You have to believe in order to receive. And so when you tell God to sign me up, Lord, for speaking engagements, Lord, sign me up, Heavenly Father, for covering events, sign me up, Heavenly Father, for going out ministering, sign me up, Father, for establishing places for youth, sign me up, Father, for speaking to youth, sign me up, Father, for going visiting hospitals. The Lord will do that. We want to be of service, because when the presence of the Lord comes again, we want to make sure that we're ready to receive the blessings of God. I told you that God was coming, and I told you that God was not going to come as the wind or the rain. God is going to come as miracles. He's going to come as open doors. He's going to come in different auspices. But I do want to say this while it's on my mind, and I have to be obedient. And this is our particular ministry, and God has given this, and the time is well spent. But, you know, I've been reading a lot on the internet about different things, tragedies happening, and things of that nature. And I want you to pray for each and every person. Whenever you read something, pray for those particular individuals. You say, I don't know who they are. You don't have to know who they are. Our job, our mission is to pray. We've asked God to sign me up, and we're signing up to build up the kingdom of God. And whatever that looks like, whatever that feels like, whatever it is, I want to be a part of it. And so we have to be firm and have a firm foundation. Make a fist. And I mean, hold it tight. God says he wants us to have a firm foundation. And that firm foundation basically says that I am going to lift up the kingdom of God on a daily basis. I'm going to build the kingdom of God so that, undo your hands, I may give unto the world what the Lord has given unto me. Close your hands again. I am going to build up the kingdom of God. I'm going to stand on the firm foundation of the word of God. Open up your hands so that I can give unto the people the word of what God has given unto me. And we're going to pray that prayer every single day. And the more we give out, the more the Lord gives to us. We can never, ever be God-given. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and let's get ready to begin our needs and wants. In my journal, it says Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. Matthew 5 and 8. How many of you want to see our Lord and Savior? Jesus is coming back. Amen. And he's coming back. He says, I'm not coming back to condemn. I'm not coming back to get back at anybody. He says, I'm coming back for my children. I'm coming back to restore souls. I'm coming back. And so God is coming back. Amen. Now then, as you prepare and get your paper, let's go ahead and get started. Please make a cross, the same cross that Jesus hung on. Please make that cross, which is actually an X, a big X. Okay. In the first quadrant, which is to your left, I want you to put a Q1. That's quadrant one. Right across is his neighbor. Put a Q2. Then you come down where that Q1 is in that third square, Q3, Q4. Then at the bottom, I want you to draw a line going across and put prayer. Okay? Now, in quadrant one, I want you to put subtract. And I'm going to talk about this because my heart just raced when I said that. Quadrant two, I want you to put add. Quadrant three, I want you to put skill set or, put three. I want you to put multiply. Quadrant four, I want you to put subtract. Okay? And I want you to put... where it says prayer, I want you to put which is two, put double, okay? When you subtract, I'm going to go over this very quickly. We have 58 minutes. When you subtract things out of your life, these things are things that you do not need, okay? It's kind of like when you, whether you were dealing with health, whether we're dealing with how we spend our monies, whether we're dealing with how we spend time with God, whether we're dealing with people, subtract. We want to subtract things. And I'm going to tell you this. God is listening and God's going to do it. So whatever you subtract, subtract out of your life. Okay? You're going to have to put whatever that is on the prayer list, especially if it's a person. All right? We don't just subtract people out of our lives and then don't pray for them. Okay? So, and I'm going to be very honest with you. When you say this, once you say this to God, then it happens. Okay? And so, if you're just in your feelings right now and you say, Lord, I want to subtract this person, right? God's going to do it. And so you have to be sincere. It has to be something subtracted that's not good for you. For instance, sodas. Okay? Let's talk about food sodas. For instance, a lot of sweets. Ask God to subtract those things. Okay? When we talk about adding, what do you want added to your life? What is it that adds value to your life? And that includes people, that includes foods, that includes professions. What is it that causes you to have good stress? What is it that causes you to remain healthy? What is it that causes you to keep going? Who is it that encourages you to keep going? Who is it that brightens your day? Who is it? And so you add those things. And then we talk about multiply. Multiply is huge, right? We talk about multiply, okay? We're basically talking about the same thing. Do you want, okay, you say so, you know, I have these people who are in my circle, who are in my life, and I want God to multiply more people just like them. Or I have this vision, and I need three good people, and I'm asking God, would he multiply people so that they can help me build up the kingdom of God? Or I have this particular idea, and I need three more resources, and I'm asking God to multiply. Or the Lord has blessed me with this grant. This Lord has blessed my business with this grant, and I'm asking the Lord, would he multiply that? Or the Lord has blessed me with a radio station, and I need the Lord to multiply where different outlets and people will hear of it, okay? That type of multiply. Then you talk about the power and the wisdom and the prayer and the supplication, those things. Then we talk about what is it that you would like, what is it that you would like to have more power with? What is it? You know, is it a situation? Is it... what is it? What is it that you want God to place his power on? You know, if you feel like you're in a situation, or if you feel like you're stressed out, what are you, your health? I want God to put his power on my health, and I want him to heal me. What do you want God to seal your, what do you want God's power to be manifested on in your life? What is it? Whether it's your life, whether it's career, whether it's friends, whether it's family, what do you want God to just put his power on, okay? And then we talk about the prayer, and we talk about, you know, you subtracted. If you subtracted a person, right, you're going to put that person on the prayer list, but also you're going to put individuals who are going through things like health and things of that nature. You're going to put those particular people on your prayer list. And you're going to ask God to square it to the second power. That means that's when miracles begin to happen, when you put that power of God on their miracles. For instance, we're praying for all of the students in who's taking the test, wherever they are. We're praying for all those students, and we're asking God to put his power on there to the second power, because we believe in miracles. We believe in that. And so when you do that, be very intentional. So we're going to go ahead and get started. I'm going to play some soft music. This is just basic spiritual gospel music that we're going to play. And I want you to be very just selective and be cautious of what you put on this paper, because it does manifest. You're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. We're going to be listening to this music from 7 to 10 minutes, and then God's going to give us an encouraging word, and we're going to go over some of the highlights of our different websites and things of that nature. Okay. So remember, as we let the music play, anything that you have subtracted out of your life, right, you must put on the prayer list. Anything that you add, make sure it's positive. Add that value to your life. Anything that you multiply, you want to increase it. What do you want to multiply? You want to multiply your business. You want to multiply your wisdom. And then what is it that you want God to just put his hands all over? What is it that you want to give? In other words, what is it that you want to give to God? It should be everything. What is it that you want God to put his power on that no one can touch? God says that his power is stronger than life and death. So once God put his power on it, nobody can touch it, not even you. Okay, then of course the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We have to put our family down for prayer, put our friends down for prayer. You know, we're praying for each child who take the STAR test. We're praying for those individuals who do not know the Lord. We're praying for those individuals who know the Lord. And so we're praying for everybody. And remember that blessed are the pure of heart, for they shall see God. That's Matthew 5 and 8. And that's our topic for today. And so when we look at quadrant one, next Monday, God's will, we're subtracting things out of our lives. We're subtracting negativity, anything that's not like God. We're adding positive people. We're adding God's favor, his grace, his mercy, his healing, his divine anointing. We're adding all those things. Then we talk about multiplying. God says, what do you want to be multiples? Multiples of, just like twins. We talk about business. We talk about different skill sets. We talk about leadership. We talk about understanding. We talk about integrity. We talk about the will of God, multiplying those things, doubling those things. God says it's harvest time. And he says you reap what you sow, but you reap it double. So be careful what you ask God to multiply in your life, because he's going to give it to you double. He says if you dug two ditches, he says you're going to fall in them both double. God also goes on to say, if you've done well towards others, he says, you're going to reap that double. He says, if you've given someone $2, you're going to gain four. He says, double. And so we must understand what double means. Then he talks about the power. He said, what is it in your life that's keeping you up at night? What is it in your life that has weighed you down? What is it in your life that has happened? What has made you drop your mantle? What has made you stop preaching? What has made you stop doing what you do, your passion? And God says that with this, he says, what is it that you want me to put my power on? He says, because it's strong than life and death. And so we have to give that to God, whatever it is. And then he talks about what do you want God's power on? God's power, we want God's power on everything that we do. Amen. Then we talk about the prayer list. Here's the prayer list again. Okay. Just because you subtracted a person out of your life doesn't mean that, okay, it's over. No. You pray for that person. You keep them on the list and you pray for them. All right. Then we talk about we're praying for our families and we're praying for our friends. We're praying for our babies who are taking the STAR test all over this land and country. And we know that once we put this power in our prayer, we know that God can perform miracles and God's going to do it. And it's going to surprise everybody, because we serve a true and living God. I still believe in miracles from God. I still believe that God can do everything. I still believe that God has the final say. I still believe that whatever God wants to live will live, and whatever he wants to die will die. I still believe that God can raise up anything that's dead. I still believe that God can turn things around for the good to them who love the Lord and who are called by his name. I still believe that, and nobody can make me believe any different, because I've been walking with God for a long time. So I know how God is. And so you must realize and understand the God that you serve. That's why it's so important that we get into the prayer of God and we sit at the feet of God and listen to the voice of God. And that way we shall continue to hold on to our faith. Because sometimes holding on to our faith, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it gets hard because of different things that happen. It's hard to hold on to your faith. But God says that he's just asking that we have faith of a mustard seed, because he understands about life. He understands the things that we have to go through. He understands that we're human. And so when we look at this, we have to realize and recognize that God can do everything. And I want you to tell God tonight, this is for all of the AfritaLoveShow.com listeners, StellaGospelMusic.com listeners, sign your name. Tell the Lord, sign me up for whatever it is, Lord, because the Lord is going to do some great things. He says it's harvest time. And I just hope that each and every one of you was found doing something prosperous during harvest time. I hope that you weren't digging dishes. I hope that you wasn't causing havoc. I hope that you wasn't causing trouble. But I hope that you are found doing the will of God, because God says you're going to reap that double. Whatever it is, good or bad, or otherwise, he says you get that double. And so just make sure you're doing the right thing. But I want us to lean and depend on God and trust in God for who he is and believe that God can do everything but fail miracles. Just because it looks like one thing doesn't mean that it always is. And so we have to continue to lean and trust and depend on our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I was telling one of my friends today, as I was talking to one of my friends on the way to church, I said, you know, I said, I was laughing at myself. I said, because I need to be in the house of the Lord as much as possible. You never can get enough Jesus, amen, in your life. And so anytime that I have the opportunity to go and serve God, I'm going to do it. But on tonight, this is all I want you to say. I want you to tell God, sign me up, Lord, for whatever it is that will help build your kingdom. And I guarantee you that not only will God bless you double fold, but you will begin to receive the overflow of God. What is the overflow? What does that look like? What does it feel like? It means that you won't have enough room to receive, and you will begin to give out your blessings unto other people. God says the more that he give unto us, we shall bless others. Amen, because it's better to give than to receive. Amen. And so we must always understand that and recognize that, okay? All right, so with our needs and wants, just take it serious and know that whatever you ask to be subtracted out of your life, that's going to be subtracted, okay? And so be sure to continue to tell your family and friends about the iFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, or they can go to blogtalkradio.com/FreeToLove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can call in 347-843-4981. That's 347-843-4981. You can listen to any of the shows. They're all archived, meaning that they're all recorded. They're all saved. So if you want to listen to it tonight, tomorrow, whenever you want to listen to it, be sure to listen to it, okay? Speaking of that, be sure to continue to uplift and empower your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to iFreeToLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, the gospel artists, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive, positive message, please, please, please Facebook iFreeToLove at ALFREDALOVE, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love, love, love to have you on the iFreeToLoveShow.com. On tomorrow, God's will, we have a great gospel artist by the name of Mr. Richard Scott. Mr. Richard Scott is a gospel artist, and he will grace the stage at 5:30 Central Standard Time, God's will, on tomorrow, and speak about his music. Yeah, it's going to be tomorrow at 5:30. We confirmed that, and we're going to have Mr. Richard Scott. He is a prolific gospel artist. Amen? Amen. Okay. In addition to that, just make sure you pray for all of your family members. When you pray for all of your family members, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for yourself, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. Just be sure that you're very specific when you pray for your family members. Whatever healing, whatever power that is needed, be sure, be sure, be sure to pray. And pray without ceasing. Amen? Pray without ceasing. In addition to that, make sure that you check out a couple of the websites. If you go to iFreeToLoveShow.com, that's iFreeToLoveShow.com, iFreeToLoveShow.com, you will see that there are a couple of new things added as far as the PowerPoint slide is concerned. So make sure you check that out, because I'm going to be adding more pictures. I'm actually developing the pictures that was taken, and we're going to be covering some more events and things of that nature. So be sure to check that out. In addition to that, continue to just trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Acknowledge God in all our ways, and he shall lead and direct your paths. Whatever it is, give it to God, and God will do the rest. Trust in God, believe in God, understand that we serve a true and living God, and, you know, whatever you need, God has it, you know, and if you need courage, if you need prayer, whatever you need, just trust in God and believe in God, and he will do it. He will do everything. I do want to tell you on these particular websites, and I'm going to actually have to turn some things down here. But if you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, let me go ahead and turn this down, because I have a lot of newcomers and individuals who are interested in the ministry. I went ahead and turned it down. If you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, okay, AfridaLoveShow.com, just a second, you will find that this particular webpage, if you want to go to StellarGospelMusic.com, you can click on it. Go ahead and click on it. Okay. If you click on that page, you will be right in my studio. All right? And when you look at the studio, what you would do is you would scroll down. You'll see a follow button. If you want to follow the ministry, you can. But here are all the shows here. And if you go down, it's just like, you know, it's just like your own line, right? All you have to do is press whichever number, and there you have it, okay? We have shows all the way back 3-4 years ago, all right? So everything is archived. And I want to thank each and every one of the newcomers. Be sure to tell somebody about the ministry. Okay, let's go back. If you go to StellarGospelMusic.com, you'll be in the studio. If you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, you'll be in the studio. Here are some of the same pictures. You know, this is the official site of the AfridaLoveShow.com and StellarGospelMusic.com. And so, as you notice, I've added some more pictures. I'm not finished because I'm still getting them developed. But I've added some more pictures to the particular website, and you'll see a lot of new pictures on here as well in the upcoming days. If you need speakers and singers, of course, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, and just let me know. And so if you would like to be on the show, you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. If you have any projects, you can email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com. Okay? AfridaLoveShow.com, once again, here's the page, and we're going to add some new pictures from the Stellar Music Awards and the other shows that we're going to attend. Here's Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. If you need a speaker, if you need a psalmist, Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford would be the lady. And so you can listen to some of her music, and please enjoy. As far as the show interviews and programs, we're going to have to update this, and I continuously say this, but we're going to add the most recent 15 radio ministry and interviews online, okay? For the tutoring online via Skype and subject areas, if you need help in math, science, reading, language arts, writing, social studies, history, this will be the site to come to, and we will help you study, amen? If you have fitness questions, email me, emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can write in this box and please press the submit button. Okay? When you go to StellarGospelMusic.com, what you will see is the homepage, about us, contact us, services, and events. And we really have to update this page because we have a lot of dates here from like September, October 2016. And so we're going to update this page as well. All right? If you go to Afrida.pages.com, you will find some of the articles. Afrida.pages.com. Let's see here if we can get on here. Just a second. My computer's been slow. But anyway, you will see when you get on this page, you will see the various articles. And so please be sure to check those out and connect. Be sure to connect with me, all of the gospel artists, R&B artists. Be sure to connect with me, okay? Okay. Yeah, be sure to connect with me, and I will connect with you. All right. Let's go back, and if you go to LinkedIn, a gospel artist or a writer or a professional or business person, just send me a message because I would love to have you on the ministry. So just please send me a message. That would be great so that I can have you on the ministry, okay? All right. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com. I am preparing to have many different individuals on this particular ministry because I want to have a plethora of individuals who will share their information with you, okay, so that we can all learn together. In addition to that, we have a huge vision, and the vision is basically to get back out in the community and to really help our youth, because our youth need a lot of help, and there's really no excuse as to why we can't do some things to help our youth. And so we need to do different things in the community to help our youth out, okay? And so you'll hear more information about that later time. In addition to that, just continue to pray and continue to believe and trust in God. Continue to connect with me and continue to know that God loves you, and so do I. And if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Arita. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Arita Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayers as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.